Obstructive Lung Diseases Episode Number 1. Today is the 30th of August 2020, and I'm your host, Greg. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about obstructive lung diseases. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai.
Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. Emphysema, commonly known as COPD, is a group of progressive lung diseases that slowly destroy the air sacs in the lungs that obstruct the airflow to the outside. Bronchitis is caused by inflammation and narrowing of the bronchi, which allows mucus to form. In chronic bronchangitis, the respiratory mucosa is constantly inflamed and irritated, which can cause inflammation. Most people with COPD have either emphysema or chronic bronchitis, but how severe the individual types are can vary from person to person. COPD is usually caused by an irritant that damages the lungs and airways, such as lung cancer, lung failure, or heart attack. In some cases, COPD can also implant itself into other parts of the body, such as the chest, lungs, and lungs. Typically, COPD is characterized by obstruction of airflow into the lungs, such as a lack of airways or constipation of the airways or constipation. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is a group of lung diseases that include emphysema and chronic bronchitis, which block the airflow into the lungs. The lungs produce excess mucus, and the airways become inflamed, which can lead to obstructive pulmonary disease. Although COPD is one of the leading causes of death and disease worldwide, it is preventable, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Some people suffer from a mix of diseases, while others may have chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Most people with COPD are long-term smokers, and research has shown that smoking cigarettes increases the risk of developing COPD. Although cigarette smoking is the main cause of this life, a threatening disease, there is evidence of other causes, such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and chronic lung disease. The National Institute for Health and Medical Research in the United States and the National Institutes of Health. The most important individual diseases in this group include chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and asthma, with some lasting damage to the lungs. The term, COPD, is applied to lung diseases characterized by the fact that the air cannot be blown out of the lungs, as lung function tests show. This is because the body may not be able to produce the protein alpha-1 antitrypsin, which protects the lungs from damage. COPD is a leading cause of serious illness in the U.S., affecting more than 15 million Americans. In fact, COPD is the second most common chronic lung disease in America, after asthma. Emphysema is a condition in which the air sacs in the lungs, called alveoli, overflow, inflated, almost like a balloon that has been inflated until impact. COPD actually settles in the walls of the lungs, where it can damage them. Damage to these walls or alveoli can cause respiratory collapse and even lung cancer. When a person suffers from obstructive pulmonary disease, something prevents air from flowing so freely through the airways. Because the lungs are restricted, the person cannot fill their lungs with air as much as they should, and if they do, it can cause problems. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is a lung disease that blocks the airflow in the lungs. Symptoms of obstructive pulmonary disease, including the signs, symptoms, and treatment options available to people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. You may develop a long-lasting cough that occurs to remove mucus from your airways. If you have bronchitis, you may have a cough that lasts for at least 3 months or a year, up to 2 years, and is considered chronic. Chronic bronchiectasis means you have had a cough that has lasted 2 or more months or more than 3 weeks, and is considered chronic. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is a lung disease that makes breathing difficult and can lead to a form of heart disease called coronary pulmonary disease. Sometimes referred to as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD, COPD makes it difficult for people to breathe because the airflow to the lungs is partially blocked, which can cause coughing, wheezing, chest pain, and other symptoms. COPD is an inflammatory lung disease that worsens over time and is most common in older people. Symptoms of COPD often begin in the first months of life, from a few days to a week, but their symptoms get worse over time. This happens because the disease destroys the walls of the tiny air sacs in the lungs, permanently increasing the airspace in the lungs. Emphysema is the loss of alveoli, which are essential for gas exchange, and a major cause of lung cancer and other lung diseases such as asthma. Almost all patients suffer from chronic bronchitis and emphysema in their COPD, but it is usually a form of respiratory failure. The symptoms of both diseases overlap, as both can occur simultaneously, even though one disease or the other is involved. I had and have pretty much everything, and I have had it for years, with no signs or symptoms other than loss of alveoli and lack of oxygen. This is all for today, friends. My name is Greg and this was episode 1 of Obstructive Lung Diseases. See ya next time.